That was pretty clever, right? Birds of flocking together. I mean, Paul's announcements were awesome, but we thought we'd up the ante with the video. Let me clarify something for you women who are thinking about this retreat yet. Maybe you don't understand this, but if anybody in this room understands this deep need to be at a certain basketball game on Saturday, it's me. You need to understand that my dad's been on the coaching staff for something like crazy close to 30 years. So checking when the Hope Calvin basketball game is ingrained before you schedule anything. I knew what was happening this weekend before I scheduled the retreat, which is why I timed it as such that you'll be back in plenty of time to get to the game. Promise. Pinky swear. So don't let that deter you. You can change into your orange gear right there that morning and go hope. So sign up online, grow.hope.edu, and also there's more details about what you need to bring and whatnot. So check it out. Sign up by midnight tonight. All right? Sounds good. The other announcement is just to remind you that tonight at 7:15 here in Dimnit, we'll be having a memorial service for Emma. So encourage you to come out tonight for that. And then remember that Sunday night at our normal gathering time, 8 o'clock, we'll be having a service for David. So please come and be a part of your community at those events. Would you pray with me, please? God of comfort, we thank you for the gift of community and the gift of your word. And we ask that you will continue to teach us by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, I know that for many of you, Christmas break seems like a really long time ago. And I want to share you a little bit about my break. I remember when we got back, you know, the question is always like, what did you do over break? And my response was, I had my bathroom redone. And I got often looks from you guys like, wow, you have a really exciting life. No, because it was all I could talk about, like this bathroom and the toilet and my new sink and how much I love it. And let me just warn you of this. Someday when you grow up to be even more adult than you already are now, you'll have your first homeowner project. And you'll understand how all-consuming it is. I mean, you really can't think about anything else, about, like, did I pick the right tiles? Is that the color grout I want? Because there's, like, 24 choices. You didn't know that, but there are. So it gets in your head, and you can't stop thinking about it. But the bigger thing about it, it was the bathroom. So it involved a toilet. So over break, I was without a toilet in my apartment for almost, it was extended over break, almost 30 days, no joke. Now, before you get really crazy ideas or thoughts or wonderings, let me explain to you that my house has an upstairs apartment, so I was able to explore more communal living with my neighbors, and they graciously allowed me to use their bathroom. Really, it's kind of like being in college, you know? I was kind of wishing I still had my cute little shower caddy that I picked out from Target, but instead I had to rely on a shoebox. I just put my bathroom stuff up there and would go up there. All that to say, it was a really, really big day when the toilet came. It was a Wednesday. I'm not sure if it was sunny outside, but it was definitely sunny in my apartment. And it was awesome. And then it was a few days after that that the bathroom actually became fully functional with a shower and a sink. So I remember Monday night was the last day they were in there. And Monday night, I took the time to put all my bathroom stuff back in my bathroom, you know, like toothbrush, back in the medicine cabinet, towels and stuff. It was awesome. Woke up the next morning, went to the bathroom, went to wash my hands, and instinctively turned around, walked out through the kitchen, to the dining room, to the living room, to the spare room where I had been keeping my bathroom stuff to look for a towel. And I got in there and I was like, oh, all my bathroom stuff is in my bathroom. Novel idea. So I walked back into my bathroom and I remember thinking, it's kind of funny. I guess it really only does take 30 days to form a new habit and a new instinct. And it was really kind of amazing to me. You know, you've thought of that and heard that before, to think about new things that we can create and new instincts. But I think what was even more amazing to me was to think about instincts that we don't even realize that we have. You see, back to toilet day, the glorious day that it was. This is now after almost 30 days of not being in my own bathroom on a toilet. I'll spare you the details, but I turned to get the toilet paper, you know, where it was, and wasn't there because the toilet paper. And just every time I went to the bathroom, you go to get the toilet paper. Just last night, I walked into the bathroom. I love the bathroom. And went to reach to turn on the light on a wall that wasn't even there anymore, even though I hadn't been using that light switch for 30 days. But prior to that, you know, for a year and a half, that's what I did. So it's interesting to me to think about what are the things that are instinctual for us. Halfway through seminary, I took a course called Keeping and Talking the Word. And what we are required to do for this course is basically choose a chunk of scripture, a few chapters, and commit them to memory. That's what we did throughout the whole semester. And as I looked over the list, the one that quickly caught my eye was Isaiah 40, chapters 40 and 41. And the reason it caught my eye is because Isaiah 40, verses 30 and 31 had been ingrained in my head and my heart long before. So I figured, why not start with something where I already at least have two of the verses memorized, right? Isaiah 40 starts out like this. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry out to her that she has served her term, that her penalty has been paid and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Comfort, oh, comfort my people. When I picked Isaiah 40, I had no clue what a lifeline that was going to become to me that semester. You see, at the end of my first week of classes is when I found out that my parents were going to be separated and then eventually divorced. And suddenly, my mind and heart cracked open with wounds deeper than I'd ever experienced before. And I needed comfort in a way that I had never needed it before. And I began to wonder, did I pick Isaiah 40, or did Isaiah 40 pick me? See, like I mentioned, verses 30 and 31 had long been a favorite since my first hiking trip with Young Life in Wilderness. I've told you a bit about that before. You know the whole I'm tall, I tip easily stuff, making hiking a little bit more challenging for me. Well, our guides had our group memorize Isaiah 40, verses 30 and 31, which says, even youths will faint and grow weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I loved it instantly. One, because I always thought it'd be kind of cool to fly like an eagle. And two, it served as a really good diversion at points when I was hiking and thinking, can't go another step. The verse then continued to appear at different significant points in my life. It was the verse that bonded my first Dominican friend and myself down in the DR when I lived there, and it's the verse that we still share with one another and pray over one another. It's a verse that we were given upon graduation in the form of this really cool printed out thing. I already mentioned the course in seminary, and it's a verse that continues to weave its way into my life to this day. Comfort, oh, comfort my people, says your God. Just this morning, I read this quote. It's not enough simply to hear the word of God. We need to go on tending it and nurturing it within us so that it can eventually come to ripen us, whatever the pressures of life. Life has pressures. You know this. Points when we are thrown back into a place where we surprise ourselves with what we remember and with what we quickly forget. pressure points that bring out some of our true instincts. So the question kind of becomes for us then, what are our instincts? Or what do we want our instincts to be? Isaiah 40, 30 and 31 reminds us that we are a people who will grow weary and we will be fatigued, and that our instinct ought to be that of waiting. And for those of you who've been paying attention here in chapel over the past few years, you know that this Hebrew word for to wait can also be translated and often is translated to hope. And it's not a passive waiting or hoping, but it's active. It takes place in community when we come together to remind ourselves of who we are and whose we are. It takes place when we take time to rewire our own thoughts to echo the very words of God. And when we follow that instinct, we're thrown back on not our own habits, but on the very strength of God. I invite you to stand and sing with us this last song.